thunderstorm as well. Now, this week we are celebrating Book Week. Were you a big reader as a kid? How about taking it to the next level and writing a book? That's what six-year-old Olivia has done alongside her dad, Thomas. They've just published The 3 O'Clock Mystery. Olivia and Thomas join me in the studio now. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks so much for having us both.
Yeah, thanks for coming in so early this morning. You've still got to go to school, don't you, Olivia?
Yeah.
What year are you in, Olivia?
Year one.
Year one, okay. So year one, I remember my kids were learning to read books. What made you want to write a book?
Because I like reading and writing, and I want to help other people read.
This is a great idea. And what is the 3 O'Clock Mystery about?
It's about a girl who hops off a bus at 4 p.m.
Okay, all right. And you're not going to give away too much of the mystery. I don't want you to give away too much.
Yeah, that's it.
and Thomas, yeah. So how did this idea come about?
You know what, it's a bit of a funny story, but you know what it's like with kids. You know, you share stories back and forth, and I'm really just a big kid myself. But we hopped off the bus one day. Olivia turns to me, she's like, "Do you think there's another Olivia?" And, you know, typical dad vibes. I'm like, "Well, probably, right?" And she's like, "Well, do you think she's on the bus?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay, yeah, maybe." She's like, "Yeah, but, you know, maybe she's a year younger and she comes an hour earlier." And it just sort of kicked off into this story, you know. It just cascaded from there.
Yeah, wow. So you two wrote the book together. How was it writing with Dad, Olivia?
Fun.
It was fun writing. That's great. That's really good. And then you've actually, I mean, you've got the book there. You've got the book printed. You're actually selling it. It seemed, we looked online. It was doing very well in some of the Amazon categories. So it's become this real thing.
You know what? We're just like absolutely blown away. We thought, you know, Mum will buy a copy, maybe a couple of friends. But you know what? She's shot straight to the top of the Amazon list. She's, I think, the number 3 bestseller in young adults and number 1 new releases. So, yeah, it's just been a crazy thing. We didn't think this would happen.
That's classic. And Olivia, having written one book, would you like to write more?
We're going to continue the second book at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And has your teacher read it? Have the kids at your school read this book?
Yeah.
And did they like it?
Yeah.
That's great.
Because I left one of the copies at school.
Okay, and did you read it out in front of the class?
Yeah.
That's great. Now, this week is Book Week, and so people get to get dressed up as their favourite book characters. Are you going to go as something, are you going to dress up as something based on your own book?
No.
No? Oh,
I tried to convince her, but she wouldn't do it.
So who are you going dressed as this week then?
A detective.
A detective. Oh, there you go. So you really like a mystery, don't you? This book is called The Three.
The theme is book and adventure.
Oh, book and adventure. So that's the theme. Have you already worked on your costume?
Yeah.
Yeah? Does Dad help with that as well, or you've done this one?
We ordered it.
You ordered it?
Yeah. Hey, I got a good job there, right?
You got to do it. That's great. So it's interesting. Like, how easy was it to kind of get the book printed and put it online and actually sell it, Thomas?
You know what? Like, it's not as easy as we had thought. But I guess, like, I want to bring up Olivia in a way that, you know, she says, "Hey, can we do this?" It's never too hard. So we just thought, hey, let's just see it through, see what happens. But we didn't realize there's, you know, chapters, illustrations, covers, publishing. But we did it. We did a thing. It was amazing.
And now you're donating all the money from it to charity as well, are you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, look, I asked Olivia a question. I said, you know, what do you want to do with the proceeds? And this is like the $5 from Mum that we thought initially.
Yeah.
But obviously it's cascaded after that. And she wanted to donate it to charity. So we went through it and we thought, what's a good charity to do? And she chose the Dimmicks Children's Charities.
That's fantastic. Well, good on you, Olivia. This is an amazing job. I look forward to you doing the next book now. I think it's, you should keep doing this as a series. You think so? Yes.
Yeah.
Nodding doesn't work very well on radio. We've got to talk.
Well,
thank you so much for coming this morning. Good luck at school this week. I hope you have a good book week. And congratulations on being a published author at the age of 6.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Good on you. There you go. Olivia and Thomas. And you can find their book, The 3 O'Clock Mystery. It's on Amazon. You can find it in bookshop. Yep.
Just search The 3 O'Clock Mystery on Amazon.
There you go. The 3 O'Clock Mystery. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.
Our search